This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Well, you've heard me say it before. I like to believe I'm an educated idiot. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, really, is what I'm looking for. And listen, truly get involved. And again, I hope it's me, but if it's not me, you know, find somebody you trust, find somebody you like. Right, and let's make sure, for lack of a better term, let's make sure that you're getting the information you need to be able to speak to other people. And don't spew the party line stuff. Don't make me nuts. Don't make me have to come to your house. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. You know, I start the hour off like this all the time. You know why? Because you guys forget. I want you to head over to the website. I want you to sign up for the email blast. I want you to, if you want information, you want to know when the show is going to start, simply text TRS to 55222. Don't do that. It's not mine. It used to be. I want you to text TRS to 77-222. All right? You got that? That's an easy one. TRS to 77-222. Give you a message alert. It'll let you know when we're actually going live and that kind of stuff. You can decide to listen or not listen, depending on the topic or the guest. We've got a good, got a bunch of stuff lined up for you tonight. We've got Kimberly Marin is going to be with us. And I always enjoy her time. On with us. She gives us, you know, the input, the insight of what's going on the, you know, on the East Coast in the New England area, because there is a lot happening there, you know? And they have a different viewpoint. They have a different way of looking at politics than we do. They really do. So, you know, what did you catch from this weekend? Anybody catch me on One America News? No? I didn't think so. All right. They caught the wind of the fact that our Vimeo page had been taken down. And they're worried that I've lost it. You know, we're not going to lose everything. We are going to get back the videos. It's just there's a lot of them to pull down. Not like you can send them a disc, they'll put them in the disc and then send it to you. They won't do that for you. But what we can do, what we will do, okay, is we'll let you know when we make other arrangements. Because we are. We're working on it now. We're working with some patriots right now, right, to make sure that we can have a place to go to store our videos so they don't disappear overnight. Ain't cool. And it ain't right. You know what I'm saying? It really isn't right. If you're in California, California's got one of the only special elections going on in the country today. I might be wrong. I've been wrong before. And what I want you to do is I want you to make sure, if you have friends in California, if you have friends that live in the 25th Congressional District, I have asked both players to come on several times in the past. And the only one that ever comes on is Mike Garcia. I do not know what Christy Smith is afraid of. All right, maybe I'll ask her a question she'll be uncomfortable with. I don't know. But isn't that what being a politician is all about? When did things become foo-foo in the political world? Is she going to depend on the people around her to protect her, to save her? Or is the expectation that, no matter who she's with, who she's up against, what's going on, that she's going to have to answer the question? Anyway, so they're making a big deal today out of Trump abruptly. You know, I see those words everywhere. They're making me nuts. Abruptly ending the press conference. Let me tell you what. I would have ended it 20 minutes before he did. Because, you know, they're not looking for a question. I mean, they don't look for an answer to their question. They're trying to make him look like a buffoon. I mean, the questions are the same pretty much from every reporter. You can't even keep your own staff safe. How do you expect the American people to feel comfortable? You know what? I got to tell you, sometimes he just answers incorrectly. I would look out there and say to them, anybody who tells you they can keep the American people safe 24/7 all the time is lying to you. And you trying to get that response out of me or trying to set that thing shows you how fake you actually are. Here's the deal. First and foremost, I'm responsible for the country. I can't get sick. Why do you think they give me the ability, whether I was rich or not, as president, like you're a President Oblamo had, you'd be able to go to any hospital you want to go to, truly, honestly, not just words, okay? But because I'm president, I go to the best hospitals in the country. I have the best doctors because I was elected to keep you safe. I was elected to make sure the country is kept safe from harm, to make the right deal so that we keep moving forward. And so that's why I get the best doctors. That's why I get checked every day. That's why the people around me get checked every day. It's not that the American people are worth less. It's that he has a job that we elected him to do. And it doesn't mean there is no way. Now listen, let's see what these morons are looking for. You're looking at 350 million, I don't know, give or take, tests for one-time shot. If you want to get multiple tests, we're talking about billions of these tests. And then if the tests don't work, you know, he was right. He went off on one of them and said, look, you're complaining about me getting tested too much. You complained before because I wasn't being tested enough. Make up your mind. See, you set yourselves up. We can't win. And he's right. They set themselves up. They made this happen to themselves. Joe Mazzini, your host. Kimberly Marin joins me after the break. We're going to have some fun. We'll be right back. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Back. So listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And I keep telling you, you need to get information. You need to check out different commentators or what have you and get the information and make sure they got the information right. Hold their feet to the fire if they don't. I hate when that happens. I hate when we stick with somebody. Well, we were out somebody supposed to look. Without somebody, you look for the truth, and you make sure that you work on the truth, and you make sure that you're not getting your head filled with garbage from these people. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Merlin joins me, as she does every week, to get the week rolling, get the get the party started, as they say. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so you heard my rant. I know you saw this stuff. I mean, is it now like a matter of fact that if you have an IQ above 12, you can't be a reporter?
Pretty much. I can't even believe some of the questions these idiots ask him. I really can't.
Right.
It's offensive. As someone who expects I don't actually expect anymore, but you expect legit reporters in the White House press pool, and I don't know where some of these people come from, other than from under a rock. They're
well,
so
you and
bad.
I both, look, they bought into this thing where they hate Trump. He's got to go. Doesn't matter what it takes to get rid of him. You know, I've talked to a couple of local Democrat reporters, and their attitude is they don't care if you have to lie. They don't care what you have to do. This man has to go. And they don't have a real reason for it. So
no, they just hate him because it's Trump.
Yeah, and the question is always, you know, why should you get more vaccine checks than any, or not vaccine, but your Corona checks than anybody else? If you can't keep the White House safe, what makes us think you can keep the rest of the country safe? I'm going like, really?
And then if he wasn't getting tested, remember when he hadn't gotten tested, they demanded he did?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he can't, it doesn't matter what he does.
Yep.
They will be anti whatever he does.
Yeah.
Even if it's something they want, they will be anti whatever he does. That's how insane these people are.
Oh, yeah.
They are literally insane.
Yep.
And they have zero integrity. Zero. Huge, big, fat zero. They have destroyed. Today's lamestream media has destroyed the credibility of journalists across this country. It's awful.
They don't care. They see.
I know they don't care because they're still getting paid.
Yes, that's true too. I always thought that was interesting how all these people who are told us to stay home, we're still getting paychecks. Do you think that was right?
Yeah. I always liked that one. I heard some guy on the radio today, and he was saying how, you know, people, we shouldn't be opening back up. And the radio host asked him, well, what do you do? And he's like, oh, I've been retired for 10 years. Yeah, you don't care about opening back up because you don't have to worry about making a living and feeding a family, kid.
That's right.
Old man. Sorry. I was
Thank
like,
you.
What?
I
was yelling in my car.
It wasn't aimed at me. I got it. Your husband
No, it wasn't. The guy was way older than you. But still, that's what it I think that's it for a lot of people. If they are getting unemployment and getting that extra $600 and they're making more than what they made before, they don't want to open up. If they didn't work before, they don't want to open up. And if they are retired or whatever, they don't want to open up. It's not, or if they're still working, but they can work from home. It's the people, those are the people typically that don't want to open back up because it hasn't affected them like it's affected other people who can't feed their families.
Well, I like, you know, is it Bill Gates and the rest of them, they don't want to open up. Gavin Newsom said that he wouldn't be allowing sports events until everybody's vaccinated or until they come up with the vaccine. I mean, they're gonna lynch this guy. I mean, sports people.
I'm going to give you a news flash.
Go ahead.
There are no vaccines for any coronaviruses to this day. Coronaviruses have been around for a while.
I know.
There's no vaccines for any of them.
That's right. No
question. And they think they're going to come up with one for this one? I'm sorry, but I'm not getting it. So you're not going to open stuff back up? Who the heck's going to get this vaccination knowing that it was half, I'm trying to not use a bad word, not, half, you know, created in a rush.
How about half butt?
Half butt.
There you go.
Knowing that it was created in a rush and being pushed by lunatics like Bill Gates, who knows not a damn thing about any of this.
No.
And then, no, no.
No. So,
and it could take up to 2 years. And even then, I mean, for God's sakes, they haven't even found a vaccination for AIDS. And we've been spending multiple millions of dollars. We've been diverting money from cancer research for AIDS.
35
and they still got nothing.
No, you're right. 35 years. So And it just gets better and better and better. But I think what's happening, and maybe I'm wrong here, but what I'm seeing happening now is even the left, look, there were protests in Boston, there were protests all over the place.
Yeah.
The left now going, open this place up. We have had enough. And when you see that, look at, what's his name, Elon Musk there, right? I mean,
yep.
He's like, my people are going back to work. Come and arrest all of us, all right? And while you're coming...
He said arrest him. He's like, if you're going to arrest anybody, make sure it's me that you arrest.
But his point was, the point he was trying to make was, we're opening up whether you say so or not. That's number one. Number two is we're going to actually relocate to Texas, too. I don't know if that will really happen, but hey... Whatever. If it starts to work or it makes it, go for it, you know?
Right. I saw that. I mean, Elon Musk is a little bit nutso anyway.
No, really? I would have never gotten
just a little bit. But, you know, I don't blame him for speaking out and saying what he's saying. I mean, more and more, I have a friend who lives in L.A., and she's been out interviewing businesses who are opening despite what Newsom says. They are opening.
Oh, like,
I don't care.
You're gonna arrest them all? Are you serious?
That's the thing. If enough people do it,
right?
They can't arrest them all, right? And then the people, we the people, will actually start standing up and protecting these businesses. Somebody in a local New Hampshire group today said, this nail salon was open. It's not supposed to be. It's only hair people. And I'm like, why don't you tell me the name of this nail salon that's illegally open so I can make an appointment? I won't kidding.
You're really...
I had to go to
really
the doctor poking. Today. It was a little embarrassing. I need a pedicure.
You know, I don't really care. My attitude, I don't care. You know?
The thing is, and I hear some on the left saying, you just have your privilege, and you just want to have things, you know, so you can go out to dinner and get your hair done. I'm like, no, these people own these businesses. They need to feed their families, too, and so do their employees. Right.
And by the way, if you want to see my privilege, just go look at my personal Facebook page. You'll see the privilege I grew up in. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is directing all administration officials to wear masks at all times in the building, except when sitting at their own desks. The news comes as two administration officials tested positive to coronavirus in the West Wing last week. Speaking at the White House, President Trump says the United States is leading the way when it comes to testing for coronavirus.
This week, the United States will pass 10 million tests conducted, nearly double the number of any other country. We're testing more people per capita than South Korea, the United Kingdom, France, Japan, Sweden, Finland, and many other countries, and in some cases combined.
Your final numbers on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 109 points to finish at 24,221. The S&P gained a fraction of a point, and the NASDAQ was up 71. This is USA Radio News.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
So, Meet My Cousin, AOC. You know, talk about a talking head with no brain driving. Joe Vecini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week, to kind of kick off the week, get things rolling. And I just always enjoy her time with me. Now, listen. In the second hour, right, we got Dr. B's going to join us. She's going to be a regular weekly, and we're going to talk about your mental health, and I'm talking about your teen mental health, your old mental health, and just to try to help you guys make sure you don't kill each other while you're locked at home. Kimberly, that would never happen to you. You're so even-tempered.
Yeah. I had someone say to me at a meeting, I said, I can't remember why the topic brought up. And he's like, wait, you aren't always nice to people? I was like, oh, no.
All right,
well. It was wicked funny. I just started laughing.
So this week, yesterday, all over the place you can find these things, okay? Planned Parenthood came out and basically said that they want, you ready for this one? That they, you're gonna pop a fuse. For moms at home, two moms on the front line, thank you for being a mother. Happy Mother's Day. From the organization that works hard to make sure there are no more new mothers.
I mean,
peace? No, I put that in there.
Okay, jeez.
I mean, come on, think about it. They're working overtime. Matter of fact, if anything, the black commentator should have came out and said, you know, wow, what a racist organization, because they're pushing really hard for people like, well, except for black kids, black women. They don't want black women to have any kids.
Right.
It's like, this is like the height of hypocrisy, in-your-face hypocrisy, and nobody's calling them out.
Of course they aren't. They don't ever call out Planned Parenthood. Oh, my God. It's ridiculous.
Yep.
Happy Mother's Day. Yeah, happy Mother's Day. We try to make less mothers in the world. That's true.
I've done stories over the years that make me crazy. They come out of their publications, but seriously, you don't hear some of these people will come out, and what end up happening is they say, you know, mothers who had abortions, they should be celebrated on Mother's Day, too. And I always say the same thing. Wait a minute. If you've had an abortion and you have no children, how are you a mother? Are we changing that word now, too?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, apparently. Apparently. I think I've heard that one before. That was a few years ago, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It, even though it was a few years, they really believed this stuff. This is what makes me crazy. You know?
Yeah, I've written some stories, multiple actual stories on Planned Parenthood and some of the dumb things they say. And it's like, you look at the tweet or you look at the, you know, whatever it is in their documentation on their website, and it's like, does nobody, like, oppose some of this dumb stuff you say? Because everybody just seems to ignore it. Of course, the media ignores it, right? But, you know, if you're putting something out there, right, no matter what side you're on, right, it's always good to have someone else take a look at it and try to think of the negative possible reactions that could be had from it, right?
I am so...
I mean, I know I do that with the organization that I work with. We look at, you know, everybody looks at something and we're like, you know, if it's something's a little bit much, we might not do it, but... You think before you, like, you, when you're supposed to think before you speak, you really should think before you put something out there that's permanently in the interwebs.
Yeah, I have the same problem Trump has. You know, I get that emotional moment, I get mad because you say something really stupid. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? And then I just hop all over somebody. I cut them absolutely no slack. Not there for them. I just, you know, whatever. It's just me.
You know, it is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. So what stood out for you this weekend? What was something that you went right in your face and you went, wait a minute, why are we doing that?
Yes. Okay. Yes. You didn't ask me a yes or no question. So this weekend it was Mother's Day, right?
Yeah,
and every year since my child has been born, I have spent Mother's Day with him. Usually he takes me out to one of my favorite restaurants, whatever. But this year, because of the COVID, we're just going to socially distance on the back deck, outside, on the back deck. And on his way up here, I said, you know what? Screw this. Just come to the door. And we had a great day. And he was here till, like, I don't even know what time. I wasn't going to... The thing that stood out is...
You weren't going to let the COVID get you down?
Well, you know, I'm not going to not hug my kid. Like, he came another time, and I talked to him through the side door because he possibly had been exposed to the coronavirus. So there was a legit, you know, hey, maybe something, you know, maybe he does have it. And then this time I decided, you know what? I would rather die having lived my life and been able to hug my son than die and never have hugged him again. Seriously. People aren't living because they're being pushed in by these fear mongers to not live their lives. Yeah, I get it. If you're a vulnerable person, you need to be careful.
Sure.
But you can't stop living your life because you're afraid to die. Right?
Right.
If you're only doing the motions of going through life because you're worried about not dying or dying, that's not living. So that's why I decided yesterday morning, I'm like, nope, not doing this. I'm not going to talk to my child, you know, 6 feet away out on the deck and not be able to give him a hug. That's stupid.
Well, hey. Yeah, I agree with you. I mean,
I've lived a good life.
Yep. They're blowing this so far out of proportion, it's pathetic.
Yep.
So, you know, Obama has decided to start, stupid move, Obama's decided to start weighing in on what went on with General Flynn, and he's saying,
Obamagate.
Oh, yeah, it's a miscarriage of justice, and he's never heard of anybody that, when it comes to perjury, I mean, he just went off, and Trump is like, really? You know, wait till we find out how deep you were involved in this crime.
I was just talking about that, and I'm like, all of a sudden the left comes out and they're saying, Barr needs to be investigated, Barr this, Barr that. They're trying to distract. from the fact that Obama knew all about this.
Yep.
The most corrupt administration in modern history, Obama's, knew all about this. And they're trying to backpedal and distract from the finger being pointed back at Obama. Trump had nothing to do with this investigation.
Nope, nothing.
It was happening, all the spy, all the FBI corruption was happening under Obama's administration.
Yep. No, I agree.
Because they didn't like that.
And now they've
Trump
got
elected.
Emails, they've got all kinds of stuff to nail this guy with, as well they should, you know?
Yep.
I mean, this is just getting nuts. And again, when Obama knew this was going down, he didn't tell them to stop. He allowed them to do what they did to Flynn. Flynn lied to keep himself out of trouble. Now we're finding out that he really didn't lie, and Obama's still calling it a lie. This is the only way they have to deal with things.
And it's not perjury. Obama was a friggin' lawyer. What did he have someone else take the bar exam for him? I mean, I realize he lost his law license along with his hag wife, but does he not know what perjury is? It was Eric Holder who actually perjured. Didn't he actually commit perjury?
Yep.
And hasn't gone to jail for it.
Contempt of Congress, perjury. I mean, they were a bunch. They call this the most lawless administration that Dems do. But you can go down the whole list of things that Obama and team did that was totally illegal. Look at what Schiff is doing. He's carrying it on for them.
Oh, my God.
He's carrying on their legacy. You know, here's a man. I've been calling him out for almost 10 years now. You know, seriously.
You know what the problem is, Joe?
Yeah.
No heads are going to roll. Those people are above we the people, right? None of them are going to pay the price for all the crimes and the corruption they've committed. And I'm sorry, but it's against we the people when they do this stuff. It's against all of us. Because we pay them to do a job, and they're not doing it, and they're corrupt, and they're committing crimes. But guess what? And we've said this before, you or I would be in prison, not one of them will go to prison. They're still going to get their $125,000 a year pension. Not one of their heads is going to roll for all of this massive corruption that's been going on. Not one. And that's what makes me so angry. And guess what? On top of that, voters are still going to vote Schiff back in and Pelosi back in and all these nitwits back in.
They're still
going to vote him in.
He's still got an 80%+ approval rating. You can't get past it. Anyway.
People are smoking something funny.
No, it's in the air here. Joe Mazzini, your host, on The Real Side. Don't go far. She's coming right back with me. We'll be right back. You'll see The Real Side. They won't even give it a second thought. You're right.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunityforlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone?
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time you spend with me. Listen, this is just it. I can't let this go. Because it's so much fun. Chuck Schumer says that Donald Trump has prolonged the economic crisis by refusing to let Fauci and others testify. Because somehow them testifying that, you know, it took Trump too long to respond, or he did it just right, whatever the response is, what they're expecting, and they've always been bit by this, but what they're expecting is the response to be, that was somehow going to turn around the economic issue. Why don't these reporters ask these Maronis a real question? Mr. Schumer, Senator Schumer, Dumbbell Schumer, I'm trying to keep it clean. Would you please tell me exactly how does Fauci not testifying kick the economy into high gear or low gear? Please explain that to me.
He won't be able to. No. Did you see, there was a something, a reporter asked Nancy Pelosi something, because she's talking about how, you know, this other bill of legislation she's working on. You know, first of all, no more spending. But somebody said, well, are you working with Trump? A reporter asked her, well, are you working with Trump? Because he said you're on vacation. And she got all, like, discombobbled and, like, couldn't even come back with anything. And she's like, and then she just said, don't ask me what he thinks. Or something.
Oh.
You gotta see it. It was really good.
Oh, that's
it was
great.
Good. She was like, she didn't know what to say.
They are on vacation. They weren't in session forever. How can they?
Yeah, and,
what do they do? We're working from home. You can't. It's constitutionally illegal.
Well, and she's not working, and of course the House isn't working with the president on another bill, which we do not need. We need to stop it and just let people open up. But she's just like, it was, you have to look for it. I don't know where the clip, I can't remember where the clip was, but it was hysterical because she was like, like Schumer. At least somebody asked Pelosi that question. It seems they're asking her more questions like that, but they don't dare ask Schumer.
No, no. They won't ask him anything. They're not going to ask her.
No, they're such cowards.
Yes, exactly. Well, they don't want to give, they do not want to give Trump anything to work with. I love the commercials he's putting out on there that is calling out both the Democrats and the media at the same time. He's just laying them to waste right now, and it's great. So, go ahead.
But it's, you know what, Joe? It's like that everywhere, because I know it's like that here in New Hampshire, too. They, you know why they don't ask the tough questions? Because they don't want to lose access to the parties.
That's exactly
That's why.
Right.
Especially Democrats, because Democrats will shut them down.
Oh, yeah, they're pretty mean. Mean-spirited people. So, listen.
I have a different word, but yeah.
Yes, you got to, well. So, you know, there's still, what is trending on Twitter is Trump abruptly ending the briefing, okay? Because, you know,
I thought it was great.
I thought it was good, too. I think he sent a straight message going, look, you want to be stupid? I'm out of here. I don't have time for this. All right? But isn't it interesting, though, that the mainstream media is playing it up as he couldn't control himself?
Oh, my God. But did you see when that dim bulb reporter, she was being rude. She asked Trump a stupid question, and he said, you know what? It's blame China. Or something.
Yeah.
And now I knew that they were going to go mental. She's like, why did you say China to me? Because she's Asian.
Yeah. I said
Shut
China to you because
up.
It's China. I don't care if you're black, green, purple, tall, short, transgender, gay, lesbian. It's China.
Yeah.
And if you can't handle
I'm
it,
like,
leave the room.
Are we not supposed to talk about certain things? Certainly, like, if a black reporter asked a question and the answer was Africa, do we not respond? This is how stupid the left is. This is how stupid these people are.
So if a black reporter asks you about the violence in Chicago, you can't say because the black community is shooting each other up. You have to say, well, there's a community there that's very upset at each other, and they keep shooting each other, and until that stops, we won't have peace.
As soon as I saw this, I knew it was going to
oh,
be
yeah.
a thing. I knew. And I think he did, too. That's why he's like, you know what? I'm done with you people.
I would do that more. Either ask me the right, either ask me real questions that have to do with real
Ask me a
issues.
Legit question.
Bingo.
Ask me a legit question or get the hell out. That's all. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
They
take responsibility for nothing. Absolutely nothing.
No, they're pathetic and they make me sick. I mean, and this, like I said, I mean, they're the media is the reason I got involved in politics back in 2008 because I realized how dishonest they were. But they've just...
They have outdone themselves. Give me a break.
It is the biggest pile of steaming pile of manure in the world.
Yep.
What the U.S. press has done.
Yeah. Well, they feel that's their job. Their job is not to inform and let us make a decision. Their job now is to pound on us so much that we make the decision that they believe we ought to make.
Yes, their job is to, because they know what's best for us, so their job isn't to inform of and give us both sides and facts and let us decide what we want to choose. They just give us their facts or what they believe they want us to believe.
Yeah.
That's why I don't watch, it's all crap. I don't watch any of it. I can't. I mean, I watch clips of, like, stupid things with Pelosi, but, and I watch the presser. It wasn't intentional because I'm done with watching those. But it was a good today. I knew. Right. And now that's trending on Twitter, Asian American.
Of course. Oh, please. You wouldn't expect anything else. They're going to play up or play anything up that they can, right, to try to prove a point. Because in their mind's eye, this is bad. He's racist. That's the only reason he said that. What if there's a Russian reporter and he starts talking about our relationship with Russia? Would that mean that he was the same? I mean, I don't get this. I get it. I don't want to get it.
But we know how bad the left is. So watching that, we both knew that what the result would be.
Well, neither one of us were surprised, right?
Right. I knew it was going to end up coming up. Oh, I said it to my husband. I said, oh, here we go.
Yep.
As soon as the dumb broad, and I don't care, send your emails to Joe. As soon as she said, why did you say China to me? Well, we're talking about the Wuhan virus from China.
Well, you used the word
Dimble.
Broad. Well, I'm going to have to censor you.
Sorry.
At the top of the hour. For 3 minutes or 4 minutes or something like that. So I'll tell people, at least I can tell people I did. I censored her for a whole beginning of the hour. There you go.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That's a word that I reserve for certain
word.
People.
Yeah. It's broad. It means wide. And, you know, anyway.
Yeah.
Very open-minded. Okay. No,
feminists have little heads are spinning.
I'm seeing pictures. People have sent me pictures from New Jersey and New York and Boston and even Chicago, where people are holding up signs about, you know, when tyranny becomes law, rebellion becomes our duty. You know, I'm just seeing this all over the place. So people are getting, they're pushing people up against it. You can only hold them down so long before even, well, what was it? You just talked about the virus. Cuomo called it the European virus. Did you see that?
What? Good Lord.
He called it. So, let's not insult the Chinese. Let's insult all the Europeans. Wouldn't that be great? It just can't get
so,
well, I gotta watch it. I was gonna say it can't get any dumber, but it can.
So, here's the thing. The shutdown, obviously the coronavirus came from China, right? It got over here. That's
right.
Whatever.
Correct.
But the shutdown was a choice of the government. The government said to everyone, right, you have to stay in your house. You have to not go out. You know, the XYZ, you have to shut down your business. People could handle a few weeks of that. Okay, let's flatten the curve. We flatten the curve. They move the goalposts.
Oh, yeah.
There's less hospitalizations, less deaths. They move the goalposts, and that's what they keep doing, and that's freaking people out. And I'm sorry, but if you're a mom or a dad or you're just a regular person and you had a business and you can't feed your kids or you see 25 years of your life, blood, sweat, and tears going down the tubes because the government made you shut down over a virus, you're going to be mad.
Yeah.
You're going to be mad. And you know, I realize some people got laid off and they're getting unemployment. And for some people, it's more. Some people, it's just the exact amount they were, same amount they were making. Other people's, it's not as much as they were making. Other
right.
people's. Good English.
Yeah,
but
I like that.
These
that's
business owners, I know, Joe, I know lots of business owners. And they're like, even with this PPP stuff, they're not. It's not coming in fast enough, and it's not even enough for them to pay all the stuff they got to pay.
No, and it's short term. It's not long term.
And it's very short term. It's a one-time thing.
Yep.
No, it's really, it's not good. And you can only back someone up into the wall, against the wall for so long before they start fighting back.
Yep.
And that's what's happening.
As well, they should.
And it's not a political party thing. It's both everybody.
Right. No, I agree with you. I really agree with you. And again, I said it. You've said it. You know, they're not going to take this much longer. You're seeing the uprisings all across the country. It's a good thing. Anyway, where can people find you?
GraniteRock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
All right, well, always a pleasure, people. Listen, coming up in the next hour, Dr. B joins us. We're going to talk about the craziness going on inside your homes and how you can deal with it. We'll be back in a few minutes. You'll see the real side.